check, 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 check. Huh? I was only 17 when I started creeping.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, Storm of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Good to be here.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Oh, shit, I'm back.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Sorry.
Slow. Quantimino, slow.
Ooh, welcome back, Burrito. It's been a
while. Sorry, guys. I was stuck in the broom closet for a while.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would say break up with her, dude. It's not worth it. She keeps locking you in there.
Yeah, but that's their thing.
Oh, okay. So you were jerking off in there a lot.
No. He can't.
She puts it in a cage?
Uh-huh.
Damn, not the burrito cage. Rage.
His burrito is just a burrito in a cage.
Well, hey, man, I'm not going to kink shame you,
but
welcome back.
Don't make me get the masa.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like
the master?
No.
The masa?
Because that sounds like you're saying.
That's
what you make tamales out of.
That sounds like
she stuffs that all over.
That's massive. My bad.
She stuffs the masa betwixt his foreskin and penis.
Oh. Do you still have your foreskin, burrito?
She bakes tamales. So what happens is she puts the masa where his smegma would be.
Sure.
And then puts it in her vagina. It's called making tamales.
I don't like that.
It's like a yeast infection waiting to happen.
Hey, burrito, you shouldn't do that.
So she's the corn husk, huh?
Yeah.
Man, you bitch a corn husk.
When was the last time you fucked a corn husk? Anyway.
Okay.
Burrito ducks the law at the comic book shop. Tell us about this, burrito.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got a local comic shop that I go to every Wednesday.
Nerd.
Yeah. So...
anyway.
So I was in there, and it's a small shop. So I got kind of a routine. I go down the new release wall. I get my new books. I walk around to the little table where they got the new merch, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the new merch. And you know how, like, if you're in a place and you, like, feel someone walk in, like, they just got... aggressively, you know? I mean, but you don't see them walk in. You just feel them walk in.
Yeah.
Felt that? Okay, well, I felt that. And in walk these two police officers, you know, clanging with their little,
along there.
You know,
billy clubs,
belt, right?
Yeah.
And
just swinging
and the first thought that goes through my mind is, oh shit, they found me.
They're here for me.
Because, you know, I'm doing crimes and stuff. One walked in front of me on the other side of the merch table. The other one walked behind me, and they walk past me, and I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm cool.
Thank God.
And they go over to this guy who I kind of see, and they're kind of standing off of him, right? So then they're not like approaching him all the way. They're like, hey man, what's going on? And you can tell, like, I kind of look over and it's a homeless guy, right?
Oh no.
It wasn't a police officer?
No, the cops are harassing homeless dude.
Well, all they,
at a comic
they've only
shop.
Said hello. So
is he
far.
Inside the comic shop?
Yet. I'm going to be on him, sir.
Yeah, I think he had been there for a while.
Stinking the place up?
Yeah, house
Jesus
smelling.
Christ. Well,
I mean, I didn't notice him, but I think he's in there pretty
maybe
regularly.
Maybe you were stinky,
too. I feel like I've seen him before.
He's You've been there since like the last time you
he
were there.
He actually works there.
Yeah.
He was there since the last time you were there, and that's too long.
Way too long.
So they walk over, and they're like, hey, man, you okay? Are you
good?
What's going on?
Yeah.
and without missing a beat, this guy goes, oh, yeah, man, it's cool. I'm just looking at these titties.
Yeah, dude, manga, bruh.
Hey.
He goes, they got really short skirts. You got to read this shit, dude.
And they're all demure.
Yeah, they demure, dude. Not
they
like,
don't want you to see it unless you want to see it. And then when you want to see it, well, I guess it's okay just for you.
Yeah, so some two of them are your sister.
They only want to be a whore just for you.
Let me recap real quick.
Ain't two cops the thing.
Walk into a tiny comic book store to approach
so two
a homeless
cops walk
man.
Into a comic book shop. They approach a homeless man, and he says, What's up, officer? You looking for the donuts? I'm just looking at these titties.
You got to try this.
Yeah. Less donuts, more titties.
I could already see this in comic strip form with Burrito in the first or second pane when the cops walk
in. The whole thing is just Burrito like in the very center, and then there's this little background information going on.
The whole scene while he's just like nervously pretending to read a comic.
That's good.
That is pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Just focus on Burrito.
Wait, are we starting a comic book?
I think so. Focus on Burrito.
Yeah, we're brainstorming this.
On Burrito.
Yeah,
that's a great name too. Like focus on, but you know, and then the name like
everything's happening behind you. All the you get into all these quagmires, but you're never really involved.
Yeah, you just live. You know, you live a very mundane life. But all this shit just happens around you, never to you.
Interesting
and
shit.
And never like hurting you or even like close to.
And like, I think maybe your catchphrase is, hey, that ain't my business or whatever. Some version of that.
Ain't none of my business. You know, maybe some sass.
Yeah. Maybe put some sass on that ass.
Sass on that ass. I'm a frass. All right. Focus on Burrito. We got something going. Oh, what's the end of the story?
Oh, yeah. Was that it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. He's just like, oh, yeah, man. I'm just looking at these titties. And they were like,
Did they kill him?
Oh, man. I think that got him out of there. He went peacefully.
Was he jerking
into the good night?
No, he was not. But he was just, you know, looking like,
as the Beatles
say. He was just looking at titties, right?
Yeah, but he ain't buying.
He's just looking at some comic
titties. Ain't no loitering. You've been here since the last time Burrito was here. Loitering. We said you could stay until Burrito showed up. Now you gotta go.
When Burrito shows up and you ain't gone, we calling the police.
If the Burrito comes back, they thought that it'd be fine to do this because, they think he'd be there the next week, but it's been 6 years since he's been to the clothing shop.
This is one of those post-COVID moments.
Oh, he's back. Thank God.
So this is a homeless weeb dude? Or is he just, you think
not
he's strictly
the weeb. He just knew
just
where
guy,
the titties were.
Comic books.
Just a man who knew where titties were.
Do you know which comic book is reading by any chance? Like you walked
was
past
it manga?
Witchblade.
I didn't. He was in the graphic novel section.
Yeah, it was
Witchblade. Pick something.
I believe it was
Witchblade.
I don't know if it was DC or Marvel, but it was one of the big ones.
It wasn't DC, it was Double D's.
Oh, Double DC.
Double DC.
I forgot that there's tits in all comics because I always think it's manga because recently I went to Half Price Books in Slam City.
Oh, hey. We can't all go to Half Price Books.
You're right.
Hey.
I was flexing, dude.
You went to the pay-for library. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay?
We go to the full price books.
No, we go for the books you borrow.
We go for them digital. Books you download.
This guy over here, physical ass books that he pays half price for.
That's right. Well, I don't buy any of them. But I looked at the
you're loitering.
Yeah, I do loiter.
You're just out here loitering.
I was looking through the I was reading the back of a manga. It's a sex thing, right?
You mean the front?
It was very sexual.
I mean, a lot of them are sexual.
And it's like young Japanese girls doing sex stuff.
You probably just saw a very specific one.
I liked
not
it.
All like
the
that.
Yuri.
It might have been.
Yeah, was it Yuri?
It might have been. I don't know. I don't
was it
Japanese.
Girl on girl?
Yeah.
Yuri.
God, dude.
He was looking
like
for the
that.
Yaoi.
I'm going to get into
he
that.
He was looking for Yaoi.
Because it was like, I think it was like incest and
dude,
lesbian
all the
schoolgirls.
Was it called Citrus?
What does that mean?
No, that's one of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know it well. Man.
Is that true, Burrito, or did
he
just make
that
up?
He doesn't know about Citrus.
He will now.
Yeah, he's going to look it up.
Yeah. I gotta go, guys.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'll be all right.
Do you have an example, Burrito?
I'll be all right.
Of Yuri? I couldn't name
I
you
don't.
One Yuri type.
Citrus.
I don't.
Yeah,
I
you're
don't
saying Citrus.
One.
That's the only one
just
we all know collectively.
Yeah.
We'll Google it.
Take my word for it. It's not like a super hot one.
But it's
but
popular.
But situation.
Would you say it's popular?
Can you jerk off to these?
No.
Can one jerk off to these?
Yes. Well, the thing is, they're all high schoolers.
Okay,
so wherever if you're
like
a high
seniors,
schooler,
right?
You can jerk off to this.
Also, they're not real though.
Yeah, they're not,
and they're 18.
None of them are ever 18. A lot of them are actually. A lot
of
them are
name in parentheses or the age in parentheses.
They do sometimes.
No, but why are they trying to?
Well, it's legal.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of them are junior high.
Grass on the field, play ball in Japan. That's that's the rule of the streets.
Either they're under 16 or they're over 900.
Oh, that's right. And it's not pedophilia.
Is it because they're vampires?
Sure, she got a body of a 4-year-old, but she 900
well,
damn years
we'll
old.
We'll get to that. I think we'll get to that later in the show.
Sure.
But speaking of comic books.
Oh, yeah. BTAS. You made me fucking Google this. What is BTAS?
It's BTS with some ass.
B: beat some ass. Wait.
BTS? BTS, the biggest band in the world.
Oh, but with a little ass in
little
there.
Little ass.
Batman the Animated Series turned 30. Wow. Yeah.
Old enough to fuck.
That
30th anniversary. 30 years of Batman the Animated
Series. 30 years of cheers. 30 yeah. years, really?
Yeah. Wow. The prompt is irreplaceable nostalgia. I was thinking of things that are irreplaceable nostalgia, even though there are more Batman things. I mean, they have never stopped.
Oh, before you go too deep, what do we mean by irreplaceable nostalgia?
Oh,
there's a hole in his heart
for the first time. No, I mean, last time
it's self-explanatory. Oh, it's nostalgia that cannot be replaced.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Okay. Well,
there's a hole in your heart that can't be filled by nothing but Batman.
Even I, who is not well-versed in Batman and the nerd arts, I have fond memories of watching it as a very young child. I don't remember anything about it, but like
it was
it's a very cool show.
Angular.
It's like dark. It's a little dark. I remember it being funny.
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill's the Joker.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Kohl's now, Arthur? Did you go to Kohl's recently and use your Kohl's cash that you've been saving up for 20 years?
You can't save Kohl's cash.
Oh, it expires?
It like expires the next week.
Oh, man.
But you can only use it after you visited. It's so wild.
Jesus Christ. Red tape.
It's just like a coupon.
Arthur, don't fucking bootlick.
Big Kohl's.
Big Kohl's, dude, in your fucking...
No,
you're in their damn pocket.
I haven't been to Kohl's in years and actually go to Kohl's one time.
Yeah.
And this Kohl's turns out to be one that's relocating to like a new building.
Yeah, right. Dude, you're licking their overpriced boot, dude.
Yeah, you know how
they get... Is Kohl's overpriced?
I think it is.
I don't shop at Kohl's.
They have everything on sale there.
It's always on sale.
Yeah, but it's like 30% off. But
it's still $60 jeans.
You marked it up 30% and then cut it down.
Yeah, we're on to you, Kohl's. You're on notice.
That's MSRP.
Fatwa. By the way, Burrito, you haven't been here since I've been leveling
fatwa.
I've been leveling fatwas all over the place, dude.
He's banding them about.
Are you familiar with this terminology?
He knows about fatwas, dude.
Yeah, I think we talked about it the last time I was around.
Oh, really?
He's been fatwaing for at least a month now.
Oh, okay.
He's just going to keep saying like
people
it's new.
Notice.
Hey, man, I've been putting people on notice, but you know what I've been doing? Fatwaing.
Yeah.
More than notice.
Look, I'm not going to bring it up anymore. I'm going to keep saying fatwa, but I won't bring it up again. I just want to make sure Burrito is on the same page. Anyways, Kohl's, what's your beef, dude?
Oh, so have you guys ever been to a store that was closing, like bare shelves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and cool.
Mainly have the fries
I've
trauma.
Been to many Kmarts in my life.
It was like
Blockbusters.
Kmart's been closing since before they were bankrupt. Like
actually, it's funny
before.
You mentioned Kmart because I just recently looked them up. I don't know why they popped in my head. Maybe it was like
store,
a news article
like a
or something.
Right?
And there's only three Kmarts left in the United States.
Let me guess.
Wow.
Arkansas, Maryland.
I don't know the exact locations,
Mobile,
but I just
Alabama.
Know the number.
That's a good one.
But I'm only curious what's
Pascagoula,
keeping them alive.
Mississippi.
Oh, no, maybe their location has to be.
So it's this Kohl's was closing.
Yeah, Kohl's
was closing.
Yeah, and the funny thing is one of those locations that serve as like a return hub, like Whole Foods does it, to where if you need to return a large package instead of shipping it back, you can just take it to a location.
Yeah, Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. And this Kohl's was a return hub, and I swear most of the people walking into that store were just Amazon returns.
Yeah, that's the only time I've been in the past few years is to return
to a Kohl's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
My mom does the same thing. She doesn't buy anything at
Kohl's.
No one buys things at Kohl's.
Yeah, that's what
I think the reason they want to be an Amazon drop off is that
that's
on the off chance someone might buy something.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
but
the foot traffic.
Are they getting paid by Amazon to
do
that?
Yeah, probably.
So that's their only income?
That's the only thing keeping these Kohl's alive. So.
And all the fools that'll spend how much they charge.
Nobody's spending that.
Fools, dude.
Oh, wow.
Well, it could be those Kohl's cash people that think they're actually getting a deal when they're not.
He's calling out his employers, man.
My employers? I'm not
Big
employed Kohl's. By
Kohl's.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, I thought you were, you were team Kohl's.
This is reverse Kohling.
Oh, he's
negging on Kohl's because they paid him to neg on them.
Oh, okay. Just as to not draw any notice.
Yeah, I'm stalking Kohl's. I'm stalking
He's hodling Kohl's.
Yep.
Here's a hot tip. By the way, I got to tell you first before you proceed.
I'm not
a financial advisor.
That's right.
Except Julio Tejas.
What was your takeaway from this?
My takeaway was just the experience of going into a half-closed store and just remembering
half-closed
about Fry's Electronics.
And
then thinking about, I can't remember when you were talking about it. Maybe this
when
was
the t-shirt takeover happened.
Off recording. No, but the movie Nope.
I ran out of cologne, dude. I have nowhere to get it anymore.
There's that scene in Nope where they're walking through a Fry's Electronics.
Oh, yeah. Was that a joke in that movie?
No, it was part. They had to pick up all that camera equipment.
I know, but like, I think Fry's was closed.
It was closed. Yeah, they opened up that location just to film that for that time.
Yeah, but so I wonder if it was just like an homage to Fry's.
It was a total homage to Fry's.
It was
I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I had that kind of irreplaceable nostalgia.
I see what you're saying.
Of going into like a half-closed store and then remembering about Fry's Electronics when it was barren for like 3 years. And I was like, man, that is just a crazy experience of like living through Fry's Electronics.
Yeah, know? And like everybody swore up and down, oh no, we're not going out of business. For like 3 years,
lies, dude.
People were saying, we're not going out of business.
Selling enough cologne, knockoff cologne.
Draca Noir.
All the one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four
shirts. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But that's my
whole
story.
How much money do you think you could make if you had a banger, one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor shirt?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
How much money could you make?
With that shirt? When it first comes out? We're talking like 1993?
Yeah.
Or you come up with something that big.
Or you twist it.
This is what I think is going to happen. You'll make yourself maybe a few hundred thousand dollars at the most selling legitimately until the copycats come out.
Yeah, because it's a limited lifespan. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila Coors, like kind of a crossover between two alcohols.
You're just out here trying to get Coors money.
I don't know.
Does definitely sound like a shitty Coors.
Like they come up with a
campaign.
Coors like comes up with like one of those like mixed drinks. It's like seltzers with tequila in it.
How can we get people to drink more Coors? I got it. What if we got them really fucked up on tequila first so that they don't taste our beer?
Hey.
Our piss water?
How do we sell that?
Yeah.
I got it. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, Coors.
but the cold activating cans though, dude, with the mountains.
Hot shit.
Hey man, that was hot shit.
I mean, I think it's worth
the
price.
That was our
best
seller. That was
like five gum.
That's like nacho fries.
I bet Coors sponsors a NASCAR thing.
Or whoever is the owner of Coors.
Do they?
I don't know. That's my segue
is
into
there
the next.
Okay.
Are you into that race car stuff, Brian McFly?
No. I feel like it would be cool.
Your NASCAR
I feel like it
goes
would be
far?
Rad.
Yeah.
Burrito, you're into NASCAR going far?
I used to watch NASCAR when I was a kid, yeah.
I can't imagine
NASCAR
watching.
Who's your favorite driver? Mario Andretti?
Jeff Gordon?
No.
Dale Earnhardt? R.I.P.
Junior?
Yeah,
or Junior,
Dale
Junior.
Earnhardt.
Which one died?
Senior.
Dead Dale, as I like to call him.
Dead ass Dale.
No disrespect, though.
He would have wanted
it was
it
a,
this
there
way.
There was Bobby Labonte.
Bobby Labonte?
That's a name.
Oh, my God. That guy likes pasta.
I think he was the
He's
one that
pasta
drove
his pasta blood.
The cornflakes car. I think he had the big...
That's why you like.
But are you talking about Tony the Tiger?
Rooster.
I think I saw him getting out of a race car.
It was on
commercial.
The Frostaflakes.
It's Tony.
My favorite car was the Texaco car because it was a black car and it had a red star on
Shit,
it. Kind
dude,
of, like,
sick.
Who drove
like
it?
An outlaw. Like
I don't
a
know
goddamn
who drove
outlaw.
It didn't matter to me who
Mario
the driver was. I just liked the cars. Like I just liked the.
A lot of wops in racing. Huh?
Do you know who drove the GoDaddy car?
What's that?
Who drove the GoDaddy car?
Was it Danica Patrick?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Danica Patrick.
Look, let's just peel back the beta curtain for a second, okay? Arthur brought in this topic. This is a hypothetical meta-analysis we do on the show, okay? It's a hypothetical situation, and we analysis it.
Tell
okay?
us about it, Brian!
So, his hypothetical situation that he wants us to discuss, what if Danica Patrick dies in a racing accident? First of all, she's retired, right?
Yeah.
So she has to come out of retirement.
She is retired.
Educate me. I didn't know
she's
that.
She got into an accident.
And retired.
She got into an accident and retired?
Yeah, she got into too many accidents, I think is what it was.
So when
I saw this, I was like, holy shit.
Right. I had to Google it.
And I was looking it up because I was like, oh, that's so sad.
You hoaxed us, dude. You death hoaxed us.
I hoaxed the shit out of you.
Hey, look, we got the next The next hot shit topic right here. We're going to pull so fucking hard when that bitch goes.
What's that? Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're
dude.
Just getting ahead of the headlines.
Damn, dude.
We got the headlines.
Hello.
Did you know she's
no.
as old as we are?
I thought she was older.
I mean,
I always
she
thought
is
she
old.
Was way older.
She's as old as I am, but she is old. If you
she's out of
drift.
The window, basically.
Yeah, dude. Get out of here. But
wait
she
a couple
is
years
still, she is
in.
A cutie, though.
So I kind of get the idea of how you guys would react if she died in a car accident.
Like,
a racing
oh, that's
accident.
Sad, I guess.
Hey, did you hear Danica Patrick died?
Yeah, that would be it. And they'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. And then I'd be like, okay, hey, man, you want to go get some burritos with burrito? Yeah, I don't think I would care that much. I'm just being honest. I would be sad for her and her family. But other than that.
That's how it should be.
Exactly. There's a thing here. It says 3-foot-tall woman goes on very first blind date.
Hey, pull it up, Art.
Yeah, pull it up. I have seen this girl before on Snapchat.
Oh, no. Really? You
well,
you,
on the
you
Discover
a sub?
Page.
Oh, okay.
So let's backtrack a little. So there's this TLC reality show
oh, okay.
called I Am Shauna Ray.
And this is, that's the girl?
Yeah. And so they made this show of her, and this is just, you know, promotion, even though we're not seeing a dime of it, about the show. But it's just such one of those situations where I have to ask Brian Burrito what's going on.
What's going on, Brian and Burrito?
Well, what do you mean?
When you first saw this video, 3-foot-tall woman goes on her very first blind
date. I didn't watch the video. Burrito watched
the headline.
Oh, the headline? Well, I saw the thumbnail and I knew who it was. And I know that this girl
from
looks,
Snapchat?
No, it was one of the it was just like a one of the Discover, like it's just a video that was on Snapchat.
So an ad.
It was like girl who looks like an 8-year-old is actually such, you know, what, how old
22,
is she?
22, I think.
22?
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, it brings up a lot of first questions, you know? Like, would you? I think it's the ultimate, that's the question that you're asking me, right?
Would you what? Go on a blind date?
Have sex with this 20-year-old woman.
That never crossed my mind.
Really, dude.
Really, dude.
I was thinking about the blind date the whole time.
Really, dude.
If it's a blind date, I would be like, there's no way she's 20. I'm leaving. Like, you don't.
Where's Chris Hansen?
Yeah, you don't even fuck around. If she starts saying, I'm actually 20, you gotta leave.
If she says, come in just a minute, I'll be right there.
Yeah, grab some cookies and lemonade.
Yeah, make yourself at home.
Make yourself at home, bitch. I'm leaving.
I've seen this episode. And I ain't going down like that.
So, I mean, but now that I know for sure, I mean, TLC wouldn't lie to us. Now that I know
that's probably paperwork.
Yeah. So now that I know she's 20, I don't know, man, maybe.
Anyway, she goes on a blind date.
Oh, okay. So there's, okay.
3, 4. And this one, she's at a gym. 6. And she's doing the rope exercise. There's nothing.
I don't know if this is the blind date.
I can't see anything. Can you share your screen?
Can I do that?
Damn. She is small. So she doesn't, she kind of, her face does kind of look like a 20-year-old a little bit.
Oh, wow.
She's got some wrinkles. So
just a wrinkly baby.
So here's her blind date, guys.
Here's her blind date,
she's walking into what looks like a restaurant.
What the hell? She's like, those listening at home, she's like 3 feet tall, wearing Timberlands.
No, she's not wearing Timberlands.
Oh, that's the other guy.
Check this out. There's a stack of pizza.
Okay, so there's a black guy.
Stack of pizza taller than she is.
You don't look like an Abraham. She is. I don't
know, but not an Abraham. She told him, you don't look like an Abraham.
Which is basically saying, you don't look Jewish.
Yes. Wait, so if she was going to hug the guy, his dick would end up in her mouth.
You got dick half her height.
Damn.
People try to hug me. She hates hugs.
So she's like, what do you say, 3 foot? 5. Respect to him for that. Still don't like hugs. Don't like hugs.
Are you a huggy type person, Brian?
Yeah, I love a damn hug. If she says she doesn't like hugs, I say, kick rocks, dude. You're fucking keep myself contained. Short bitch. That I was,
you know, being punked or something at first.
Yeah. He's like, by the fucking feds.
Yeah. Abraham getting punked.
Abraham, run.
Do you like his beads? Abraham has these giant beads around his neck.
It's a good look.
It looks like they're made out of seeds or something.
It looks like they're made out of hair.
It was hair.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like dreads or something from the back.
He was a good looking guy. He was nice.
The thing around his neck?
It's a necklace, but.
But yeah, my first impression was he's tall.
Mm-hmm. That's your first impression.
he's black.
It's a little more than tall.
Yes. Well, yeah. If the first thing you said to him was, "You don't look like an Abraham," I think it was my first impression.
Yeah, because all the Abrahams I know are like 5 foot five.
What'd you say?
All the Abrahams I know are like 5 foot five.
I thought you said Arab in the other way.
Oh, no. No. That's one thing I want to let you know is I
played football. Yeah, you're a football player. I didn't care that Abraham was an ex-football player. I don't care for football. He didn't come off as a Jew's head. He came
Jew's head?
Jew's head.
What? She made that up.
Came off as a Jew's head.
She looks a little bit like a fucking witch, like a shrunken witch.
Is it an issue that I'm from Pittsburgh and I'm a Steelers
fan? No. I want to ask that. Is it an issue that I'm from Pittsburgh?
Oh, she's from Pittsburgh? Yeah, like, y'all fucking lied to me. I'm out of here.
You from the Rust Belt, bitch?
I knew it. I knew this was a setup.
Are you rusty ass bitch?
Oh wow.
Standoffish towards Abraham in the beginning, and that's just because my trust issues are through the roof. My walls are like 100 feet tall because I've been used a lot, and I've been used.
You don't
want to
hear that.
Wow.
You don't want to hear that.
I like how she says her walls are 100 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah, man. So she could just say 10.
She'll never get over it.
Might as well have just been 10. You're going to have one or
two slices. I don't know if you were... All right, well, I mean,
hyperbole.
It's a true for me. Let's move on here.
Well, that was Double X Quantimino.
Financial advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, well, wait. Will you have a diversified holdings? Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Julio was very guttural today.
Julio. This is the news. Software engineers make big tech firms like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta are paying at least $75,000 to get 3 inches taller.
Wait, what is the thing about the engineers part?
The nerds who get paid the buku bucks.
Sorry to say.
Are getting a heightening surgery.
Yeah.
So they break your femurs and they have this machine that keeps them extended like a millimeter at a time. Right. Every single day it moves. Yeah.
But reverse, been for your legs.
Right.
So can you do this in America now? Because I know people were going to Indonesia or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
I bet you can. Maybe. You can now.
If I mean, we probably have the technology, but I don't know if it's, you know, FDA certified or whatever.
Would you ever do this, guys? No offense.
Hell yeah. If it could make me 6'8".
Really? Yes. You're just going to have long ass legs, dude.
Sure. Okay. I mean, they could probably do my arms.
But if you're a short king, then you can date Shauna Ray easier.
Wow. Because that's what I'm looking forward to. Getting fucking Chris Hansen'd. No, thank you.
This might be a long con, dude.
Right.
Damn.
Where you at? Mummified body found in bathtub of burglarized Arizona home. Neighbors told police they believe the house was vacant because the homeowner had not been seen for a year and may have moved away.
This is like, man. I'm afraid of this because, you know, I'm a single man.
Well, don't break into houses.
Oh, well, not that part.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was getting this confused with something else. Oh, this wasn't
the owner? No. You're scared of dying and just becoming mummified?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm single. I spend a lot of time alone. So it's just like...
Hey, ladies!
So, ladies, I'm trying not to have my body found a year later. If you just give me a call,
anybody want to keep tabs on this corporeal corpse?
Yeah. Also,
my mortal coil.
Bitches help with like finding like problematic moles on your body too.
Yeah, they're good at that.
They're seeing places that you don't see.
Well, your grundle got this little weird thing hanging down.
Grundle.
A grundle bed, dude.
You got your grundle checked out, Brian?
Not recently.
He can't because he's single.
What am I going
to
use a mirror?
I guess you could pay $1,000 to some.
I go to like a whore instead of a dermatologist.
A hormatologist.
I got a girl. Like 10 whores.
Yeah, no, I got this.
I got a bitch.
PhD, if you know what I mean.
Hey, ladies.
It's all business.
Brian's taken.
Strictly business.
Yeah. And yeah, she jerks me off. Sure. But.
So you're scared about being a mummified body or
not scared, but sometimes I'm like, if I die tonight, it might be a while before people know.
Yeah.
So. How long would we take to report Brian missing?
You know, actually, Jim and I might be the only one that inquires.
Yeah, I'd probably ask.
Because my mom and my dad, I usually call them.
They
and
said,
it's like
don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah. So they probably would wait about 2 or 3 weeks before they called.
Weeks?
Maybe 2 weeks. They would say, hey, I haven't heard from you or anything.
So how are your grundles?
How's the subway?
How's the grundles?
How's your grundle?
Check for polyps, Brian. Check for polyps.
Finger your asshole,
you
Brian.
You know what they look like, right, Brian? I sent you a link on the Facebook Messenger.
Mommy's not around to do it anymore. You gotta check for your polyps.
Give them something to talk about, Brian.
You know I am.
She's a mensch.
She is a mensch.
She could end up in a book that someone reads.
Hey, the Gemini, you got? You want to talk about Kanye West?
He doesn't like Brussels sprouts.
And he hasn't read any book.
Not a single book.
Kanye West hasn't read any book, says...
If you asked me, has Kanye West read a book?
I think he's read books.
I'd probably say yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been too busy.
In a while, he hasn't. I haven't read a book in a while.
It's a big commitment.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's so hard. It's so hard.
It's bullshit, dude.
It sucks. It's hard.
It's a dead art or whatever.
Yeah, I just want it beamed into my stupid-ass brain. Just upload that bullshit direct.
Yeah, put a damn fucking chip in my brain.
You let them do that?
No. And take my rights, dude?
Hey, out of here.
Get out of here. You damn fucking Kohl's bootlicker.
Speaking
of taking things, yeah. Honda to employees. Oops, we miscounted your bonus. Please give some of it back.
Dude, you trying to piss me off? I was in a good mood.
This is why you unionize.
You know I'm always pissed when people take back their ill-gotten gains.
Yeah.
Someone's ill-gotten gains.
This is a company giving bonuses it's to time. People and said, sorry about that.
Dude, that is fucked up.
It's sort of, like, that's
we
a
gave
bad
you
feeling.
A little too much.
I mean, maybe if it would sink the company, then yeah.
Yeah, but you,
you
eat
can
that.
Talk about
but
it.
You eat it.
But if you're Honda,
I'm quitting.
Let's say Julio did this to you guys. Where are you at?
Well, he's got to pay us first.
Yeah, Julio.
See, the reason we haven't left him is because he hasn't paid us yet.
Right. He set the standard.
Still waiting for the check.
Yes, yeah, it's still in the mail.
But he's breadcrumbing us.
COVID times, eh?
Hey, COVID.
COVID is rough for us all.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2025. You know, COVID's crazy out there.
COVID's crazy.
What's the consequence of not giving the bonus back?
They got taken at your ass.
Are they going to terminate you?
No, they'll take it out of
going,
your subsequent
yeah,
checks.
I think they're going to take it out of your check.
This is such bullshit, dude.
People probably spent more than they would have.
Did you mention that this is in Japan and they're probably going to give it back? More than likely.
This is dishonorable of
we'll
Honda.
Just say it is. Yeah. What so are they going to do?
No, I think it's here.
No, we'll say it's in Japan for now because you didn't specify earlier.
Yeah, you didn't specify what the news was, so it's wrong.
Haha, bitch.
Now
what would
Japan
do? They're going to give it back, right? Come on, admit it.
Yeah, they probably give it back. Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Unless you were that one guy.
What's wrong with it?
Who ran off with all the money.
Good for him.
Good for him, the one smart man in Japan.
Smart man Japan.
All right, let's look at it like this. How much do you want this bonus to be? Let's just make up a number.
It's like they gave you $1,000 over.
$1,000 bucks? Okay.
Over,
right. Let's say you 15, got, it was payday, and it's around the holidays, but
a bonus is coming because it's a quarterly thing, right? You were supposed to get $2,500, but you got $3,500.
Yeah.
And then Honda on Tuesday says, hey,
calculation error.
Did that paycheck feel a little heavy? Because it's Oz, and we taking it back. I hope you didn't buy nothing frivolous.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't treat yourself.
Avocado toast and...
Oh, out of here.
On a global level, how much of the human population do you think, if put in that situation, would give the bonus back?
0%.
I think
they will. Well,
no, I'm on the side that I would do the...
I was like, take it from me.
Yeah.
If you want it back, take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You're either they're taking it back irregardless.
Yeah. Or you can benefit off
garnishing
the
their own employees' wages.
That, hey, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm giving it back.
That's not the right thing.
It is the right thing.
Man, you are such a bootlicker today, Arthur. I mean, it is pissing my ass off.
I'm just giving you guys something to chew on.
It's the right solution for the wrong problem.
It was their problem that they're trying to correct. And they're going to correct it one way or the other.
Yeah.
By losing employee morale and gaining money.
Yeah. It's bad for business. You fucked up.
They don't need you guys anyways.
Yeah. No, true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will probably be like, you know what? They don't need me. I don't need you.
This podcast slowly turning into the Dirtbag Left podcast.
Jeez, we're just out here with the blue.
This is the new Chapo Trap House.
This is the new Back in the Blue.
I didn't bring this story.
Blue collars, anti-work. I don't like working no-how. If a union can get me there, I'm into it.
Oh, shit.
Pensions, you want a pension? I'd love a pension. A pension of a pension.
Need that miscounted money for penis enlargement?
Speaking of, miscounting money... 50 Cent suing Miami doctor for allegedly suggesting he had a penis enlargement surgery.
Bullshit. Okay, proof.
This guy said my dick too big. I got links added to it. Bullshit, it's 100% natural.
Okay, but what if the doctor was suggesting that he got a penis shortening?
Oh, wow.
Because he wanted to be more of a man of the people.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. I would let that out. I'd be like, yeah.
I took out the middle piece.
So if the headline read, suggesting he had a penis reduction surgery?
I would like that rumor, dude. Did you hear that Brian's penis was way too big? They had to take the middle part out?
They took the whole middle part out and fed 7 children.
Middle part? Why? It's like, what, you just going to chop off the head? That's weird.
What, the balls?
Yeah. What are they feeding
it's
children?
It's only the middle part. Well, children, you got to eat, too.
That's right. Okay, 50...
Bye. Flex on us.
Bye, bitch.
He could flex on you with his dick. His dick has a fucking joint in
bicep.
It. His dick got biceps.
That's what they did to it. They put a joint in there.
I see.
Oh, no.
A load-bearing joint. Sherry Papini said it's to 18 months in prison after kidnapping hoax. Did you see this lady?
She was sentenced in federal court.
No.
Okay.
So, quick nutshell of this lady. Never heard of her in my life.
Wop. So, she went missing.
supposedly.
No, she went missing. She went missing. And her husband's like, oh my God, I don't know where she is. And for 22 days or something like that, basically she went down to South California and was fucking her ex-boyfriend for about 3 weeks. And he got tired of her and dropped her off in the freeway. Bitch. So she roughed herself up and said, this Mexican lady...
Mexican lady.
This Mexican lady kidnapped me.
Honestly, it's refreshing that she didn't blame it on the guy.
Yeah.
Sorry. That seems like more... when you were telling the story, that's where I thought it was going.
Refreshing that she fabricated a story about being kidnapped?
Because people would have believed her, unfortunately.
Well, she didn't want anybody to know she was down there fucking her dude.
Wow.
So she roughed herself up. This Mexican lady took me.
So it was a hate crime against Italians? Mexican on Italian crime?
You know? Italians.
I wouldn't say Italians in general.
I don't
probably
think she's
crazy
Italian.
Lady.
I think that's her married last name. Her husband's probably Italian.
Okay. Well, she's had Italian in her.
Yeah. She's got some Italian in her, if you know what I mean. Anyway, she wrapped herself up and then went back home and they put all the clues together.
Good. God, I hate when women do stuff like this.
It sucks.
Pisses me off, dude.
Wait, but why is that illegal?
To fake a kidnapping and waste resources?
Yeah, that's what I think.
She lied to law enforcement.
Because she went missing, right?
You're also just causing a bunch of stress and a bunch of
tax dollars.
It's not illegal to cause stress.
Yeah, but yeah. Why is it illegal? Is it the resource thing?
She fraud. Yeah, she took off.
It didn't tell nobody.
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal to just go, right?
Yeah, I mean, what if she hadn't lied?
If she didn't lie about the kidnapping situation because they had to go and look for these people.
They had to go investigate. That's
so
what
it's like filing a fraudulent
police report.
Yeah, that's probably what the crime is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. I'm on the same page now.
Anyway, she got to go.
Yeah, get out of here, Papini. I hope you learned your lesson.
Let me ask you guys this. Was that deserved?
18 months?
Yeah. That's a good sentence. For 22 days of work.
And maybe she'll get on some medication that she needs. Maybe she'll get on some stability in her life.
Is it a true or false? She's 40.
Well, that's not always a disqualifier. Hold on a second. It is a true. Should have known, dude.
Should have known.
Should have.
It is a false because she looks like someone that I know. And
yeah, I was
going to
say she looks like your friend.
Yeah.
She kind of does.
You don't want to fuck your friend?
Yeah.
Dude?
She's a mean person.
All right, let's blast through the Nippon News, guys.
Yeah.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Wait, hold on. Can we do... Oh, okay.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese cell phone salesman. Despite not being Japanese and only ever owned 4 phones in the last 15 years, wait, that's like 1 every 4 years. How do you live like this, Burrito? So grab your kawaii phone charms because this salacious headlines are getting airdropped to everyone in Slam City. Whether you want them or not, this is Burrito's Nippon News segment.
There was a lot of words in there I didn't know.
Ooh, yeah, salacious.
Yeah, that one.
That was the word.
That was the one. That means scandalous, kind of.
Oh, no, I know what that means. You know? Thank you for telling me, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, that's nice.
Yakuza bosses struggling to upgrade phones from 3G.
Oh, I bet. I bet there's more tracking with this new shit.
Yakuza is like Japanese mafia?
That's not what it is, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yakuza is Japanese mafia.
Do they have their own network? They could.
No. So a bunch of them have...
The YakNet.
...have really old phones.
Yakuza
and they're
Indiana.
Still on 3G, okay? Because there's a law that came out in like 2018 or something that says to sign a contract, you have to swear that they are not members of a mob or the mafia.
Your officer, I promise.
To avoid liability in the event the customer turns out to be a mobster.
Wow. They can come after your ass for selling a mob guy.
Like, you know how, I can't remember that mobster in the U.S. from a while back who basically they got him on like tax fraud or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Classic story. I think it happened to a lot of people.
No. Al Capone?
Yeah.
Rico.
That guy. So this is basically that, right? There's a ton of scrutiny on Yakuza mob bosses because everyone knows who they are. Yeah. Right. And so they're just waiting for them to like slip up. And one of the things that they get them on is signing a contract for a new phone.
I find it funny that they're signing their own contracts. Why aren't they getting other people
because
to do this?
Because if they
them?
Do it, they can still get them. That's what it is.
This guy told me to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, he told you to do it?
Which is crazy. You're not.
Yeah. The thing is, it doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah. Any mafia member sounds like this, okay? Yeah. I'm a Japanese mafia guy.
We're
Yakuza.
The Yakuzas.
I'm just from that prefecture up north.
Yeah.
We all talk like this.
No, because, I mean, it's Rico.
Yeah.
Like, if you commission a crime, you can be charged for that crime. Just like if an unhappy housewife puts a hit out on her husband, they charge her with it, too.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, it says, in 2017, Kunio Inoue, head of the Kobe Yamaguchi Gumi, was arrested for fraud when he and a female accomplice conspired to get a new phone.
Wow.
And kind of unrelated, or kind of related, I guess, someone was in 2019 was arrested for signing a similar contract to get a part-time job at a post office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
So...
they're out there. We're really out here.
Yeah, this guy. He was probably trying to go straight.
On old fucking flip phones, right?
He was trying to go straight.
Let my boy go straight, dude.
I got a postal job. I'm turning over a new leaf.
They got a pension.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you really need 3G as a Yakuza boss, though? Do you even need phone capabilities?
It'd be nice.
Don't you just need internet capabilities?
To do crimes, yeah.
Just do it through, like, the internet and the messenger.
Get a VPN.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. All of the phone companies are going to drop 3G soon.
Right. I'm just saying, use Wi-Fi, internet. Like you're not going over
phone lines,
not going over text.
Yeah, but then you have to have a whole computer room. No. Nobody does that anymore.
Computer room, RIP.
You mean like home internet?
God, I miss the computer.
Nobody has a computer room anymore.
Wi-Fi?
A communal computer room?
Have we talked about just computer room recently? Using your 3G phone without phone service. It still functions, right?
Yeah,
I like to call it the masturbatorium.
Speaking of masturbating, dude, Japanese voodoo dolls? What's this?
Oh, yeah. So I didn't know Japanese culture had voodoo dolls, but apparently they do. So Japanese voodoo dolls with foreign politician photo keep getting nailed to town's shrine trees.
Shit.
So these are called Wada Ningyo, and they're
bad
Japanese
doll.
Voodoo dolls.
Bad doll.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's been doing his Duolingo.
I've been doing my Wada Ningyo.
So instead of sticking nails and stuff into the voodoo doll to hurt people, you actually nail it to a tree inside the boundaries of a Shinto shrine between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m. It's very specific.
Wow.
In a ceremony called the Ushi.
You can't make it too easy.
Notaki Mardi, right? Because then everyone would do it.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't work.
There'd be no more trees left.
It totally works.
You got to really want
it. You got to leave a little note about what you want to happen. Yeah, of what you want to happen to this person.
A manifesto.
And then, I want his asshole to be ripped out.
Yeah.
To a pink sock.
The rest of him fine, please.
So they've been finding these.
The rest of him fine, please.
So they've been finding these for a while now. And it's got a piece of paper that's folded up with this person's full name, the age, the date of birth.
Shit.
As well as the message.
Doxing him to the gods?
Praying not for cool. his death.
Wow.
So that's what it is. Can you guys guess who the foreign...
Oh, the foreign politician?
Is it Trump?
Foreign politician. It is not. It is...
Vladimir Putin?
Vladimir Putin.
Wow. They Putin it to him.
All
right.
That's for you.
Yeah. Man, these are more like doo-doo dolls, dude.
Speaking of...
Shit.
Hey, Brian, I brought one too.
Speaking of almost all the way to Russia... Did you know that there is a tourist destination
is
the northernmost point in Japan?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And everything there has a sign that says, this is the northernmost this thing.
It does. Here's a very weird thing about us.
There's a northernmost vending machine.
Oh, funny.
There is a northernmost public toilet that you can use. And because I know this is Arthur's favorite place, there is a northernmost McDonald's that you can go to. Along with the northernmost statue of Ronald McDonald you can have your picture taken with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the northernmost toilet. Just try to take a comfortable shit north of here. You can't do it.
Can't find
just
one.
Just try. Yeah, you can take a shit.
Your hole.
Yeah, you can put your back
might
against
well
a pine tree, but
digging
that ain't
your own grave.
Yeah, bitch.
Shit, no shitter. $5.
$5.
That
was,
ladies and gentlemen, that was the news.
The news. ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there he is. McDonald's himself.
Oh, wait, what?
He just sit on Papa Lap.
Oh, wait.
How many crazy bitches? Oh, man, he looked like Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that sign says...
There it is.
You know what's nice is that they, they'd still look... Go up to the McDonald's.
They still
look
like McDonald's.
The same every... That would make
That's
me feel so
purpose.
Good. Can I just remind everyone?
Yeah.
Five times in Europe, I ate at McDonald's.
Yeah. And like you had a choice.
Time,
like you had a choice.
I had a choice.
You could add some local fare. Some frogs, perhaps.
They didn't have frogs, dude. Unless it was...
Off-menu item.
And I don't know frog in French.
It's a.
I just said
frog.
Ribbit, dude.
Ribbets.
Yeah. Ribbet. Ribbet.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!